Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Spectrum Business knows small business owners have to do it all. Get Spectrum One for Business. Just $49.99 a month for internet, advanced Wi-Fi with security shield, and a free mobile line for a year. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What up, welcome to the Ball Hawk Show podcast. I'm your host, Amal Hawkins. Appreciate you rocking with me on this Monday. What's today's date? February 19th, man. Today's podcast, we'll be recapping NBA All-Star Weekend, discussing all the winners, and really talking about just how can... I don't want to do that. I don't want to be that old head, but we got to improve the product of the All-Star game. We got to improve the product, man. It's not good right now. I felt like last night's game was some trash can juice. Like, really, it was trash can juice. Don't get me wrong. We enjoy watching people shoot from half court and dunk without being contested. If the stream is a little shaky, I apologize. But we're gonna fight through the screen, as they say. Before we get started, this episode is sponsored by Aber Insurance. Go to Aber Insurance for all your insurance needs. That's home, business, auto, life insurance. The great people at Aber. You see it right there in the banner at the bottom. Go to aberinsurance.net to get an affordable policy. They'll hook you up. Let them know. Well, not hook you up like give you free stuff, but it'll be affordable. And tell them the Ball Hawk sent you. And you may get a little better deal if you drop my name. So if you're right here in the Charlottesville area, go to aberinsurance.net, man. Also, man, as you can see, episode partner with Bleav Network. Go to BLEAV.com, search the Ball Hawk Show. And if you miss any past episodes, that's where you find them. And if you want to join the show, the link is in the description on Facebook, YouTube. I could put it in the chat. If you are in the chat right now, you want to join, the link is there. Also, yo, he got set up in the green room. Wait till you see me at him. Hey, I ain't going to tell you who, but all I know is they got a little set up now, and they official like some referee whistles. But what was I saying? Oh, yeah, go to Bleav Network, man. Salute to Bleav Network, Ball Hawk Show. Is on their platform and also all other major podcast platforms. But make sure you go to Bleav Network, man. If you don't listen to this on iTunes, make sure you leave a review, leave a star, whether it's one star, five star, I'm still a star, but it helps with the algorithm. The same with Spotify, the same with YouTube. Hit the thumbs up. If you're on Facebook right now, share my shit. If you're on XX, share my shit. Yeah, I curse. Share it, damn it. Just don't be in here lurking. Share it. Just do this. Doop, doop. That's it. Doop, doop. two. Doop doop. That's it. Share it. But yeah, man. Shout out to my man Tommy Reeman, man. City on my chest. Congrats on your transferring to a bigger location, man. That's dope, man. Definitely super proud of you, man. And actually proud of how you just making a difference in our community, known as the Tidewater, you know, the 757, the Peninsula area. You know what I'm saying? So salute to you, my man, Tommy Ree, his dad, a living legend. You know, he's a chief like me. Daddy chief like me. I'm a chief like his daddy. You know what I'm saying? His daddy actually was a guy. I was on the practice squad, but his daddy was actually a guy. So respect. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, let me get, oh, hold on. When he come back, I'm going to pull him up. Oh, he here. Ooh, look at the hat too. Check him out. Ooh, let's go. For all the people that's listening to this on the audio version, my man Sid has a setup. Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you clear, man. What's up with you?
Ain't nothing, Pepper.
I like the setup, and for some reason the camera focusing on your mic more than never mind. When you come forward, it focuses on you. My bad.
No, hold on.
I can't wait until Zara getting in here because you killing Zara setup already. Yeah, you good. Oh, that's good, man. Yeah, that's dope. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I had to go get me a quick little setup, but you know how that is.
So let's discuss this All-Star weekend. First of all, it was in Indianapolis. Shout out to Indianapolis. You know, Mike Epps is from Indianapolis, Indiana. It was snowing on the ground, I believe. So it's like, if it's snowing somewhere, do I really want festivities there? But I ain't taking money away from their city because I know what an All-Star game can do for the folks with businesses there. So I'm not going to be that guy. But other than that, man, I still like the celebrity game. Don't get me wrong. Micah Parsons, like, were you trying to get a scholarship to the NBA? Because you're not going to be a pro. But, yo, you just out there, like, really taking it personal and running people over. Like, it's a shame that the celebrity All-Star game is more enjoyable than the real All-Star game. It's more competitive spirit in the celebrity All-Star game than the professional All-Star. Like, think about that. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. The only thing outside of, because I look forward to celebrity, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Kevin Hart. What was it, like a 4-time MVP, 3-time, but he not there no more. But other than the celebrity game, man, I just look forward to the, shout out to Mac McClung. You know, he from VA, so I didn't mind the dunk contest the last 2 years. But other than that, I look forward to 3-point shootout because that's one thing where you know dude's going to compete. Like, dude's going to compete shooting the basketball. It's safe. And then they got Steph Curry going against, what's her name? Her last name, I can't pronounce it, though. First name, Sabrina, right?
Yeah, she played for the New York Liberty.
For the New York Liberty. Yo, when I tell you she's out that thing, I was scared for Steph, man, because she started out hot, like letting it fly. And, yo, Kenny the Jet, let me talk to you for a minute, King. You got to relax. you got to relax. I don't know if you were sipping on Grey Goose or what, but you were saying a lot of things that you know you can't say. You know, you make her shoot from the women's line since she's using the women's ball. It's like, bruh.
He was saying some shit that I would say.
Yeah, he was. Like you said. I won't go say it, but you said
it. I think that, you know, Steph – shooting against old girl, I think it was a good thing, though. You know what I'm saying?
Like, oh, that's dope. That's definitely dope.
It made it way more competitive, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, you know, you got the title as the greatest shooter in the world.
Yeah.
If she would have knocked him off, that wouldn't have been a good look. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, but she dope, though. She could shoot.
But it also puts the WNBA players on another stage.
Because they're in their offseason right now, correct?
Right. They're in the offseason. So, therefore, it allows the NBA fans to get more familiar with the WNBA players if they get more involved in All-Star Weekend when it comes to, like, the shootout. So I expect that area to grow a little more when it comes down to that.
My man Lowe said, if you want a competitive All-Star game, you have to do it after the season ends. And he also said that the celebrities compete basically because they don't have a championship to cement their legacies. Uh-huh. All right. So Lowe, you jumping ahead. Matter of fact, we here. I ain't going to do like other podcasts. Like, oh, we're going to go in order. Nope, we going there. So, Los, that's where I want. That was one of my bullet points that I want to talk about. Have the perception of fans and a player's legacy, because they always say you never won a championship. Has that changed the approach of how these athletes now participate in the All-Star game, in your opinion?
I would say no. I would say it's changed because, you know, a lot more of these athletes are friends. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They're looking to team up. You know, they homeboys now. In comparison to, you know, the guys that we enjoy, like Jordan and all of them, they were more rivals. You know what I mean? So it wasn't just about being in the All-Star game. It was about being the best at your position. So when you saw certain guys, you automatically went at them because, you know, like, hey, yeah, we in the same game together, but, you know, I'm better than you. And that aspect of the game has kind of went away. It showed up a little bit in the All-Star game last year when you had Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum on separate teams.
Yeah,
they started going at each other. And in basketball, we are fans of the players who actually go at somebody. You know what I mean? Like, we want to see you embarrass somebody. We want to see the embarrassment factor in the basketball game, and that's missing right now. So, you know, you're not going to see very many guys get crossed up. You know, they're not there to get embarrassed. They're just there to, you know, just run down the court and wait. Like, in my personal opinion, I feel like if you get an All-Star nod, but you know that you're not going to put maximum effort into it, just go ahead and bow out and let the next man, you know, say who's hungry for it, let him get in. Because, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, those guys that play harder. Like, Jokic, to me, I don't think Jokic should have played yesterday. He was just running suicides yesterday. He wasn't even taking it serious.
He wasn't taking it serious at all.
Right. Okay, so, you know what I'm saying? Those guys who are getting snubbed, who really want to play, you know what I mean? Like, go ahead and let them do it then. You still going to be considered an All-Star. You know what I mean? You just bowed out. So, like, I mean, if you're going to practice load management during the season, why ain't you going to do it during the All-Star game?
I mean, that's another, you know, that's why I asked the question, like, are we so wrapped up in championships that we just don't want to take a chance to get injured? Or,
but you got a lot of variables into it. Like, of course, they changed the rules to create more scoring because they felt like, hey, you know what I mean? We do these things right here, and then it's going to create the entertainment aspect of the game. And then, you know, so when you factor in the rules, you factor in guys who, hey, they really don't want to get hurt. Or then you factor in, like, we're more so friends than anything. And, like, I mean, what you expect? So, you know, those days of, okay, you got a Michael Jordan in the game and the guys on the East, they looking at him like, man, we're going to freeze him out. You know what I mean? Like, he ain't going to be out here trying to look better than all of us. You know what I mean? Like, those kind of little undertones that we don't know about behind the scenes, like, they're no longer in the game like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, even when you look at, like, the Dream Team, like, you couldn't put them guys on the same team because when they practice together, no, I'm better than you. You know what I mean? So, like, that aspect of the game is now gone.
Los made a comment for Sego. He said, you have coaches who tell the All-Star coaches don't play their players too much. Go ahead, Sego.
In the bigger picture, though, all the All-Star events for each sport is going down in the ring. But I know we're here focusing on NBA right now.
That's a good point. That's a good point. I mean, we know football is definitely going down the drain, you know, because here's the thing. We're older guys, so we saw the game being played at a high level. I remember, like, the 2001, you know, I shared that All-Star game.
Which was the best one?
Yep, and Kobe. I mean, yeah, and Kobe going back and forth. And they came down by 20 points that fourth quarter. And then we remember how Mike played all his All-Star games. Like, has the game kind of passed that, these theatrics, to where it's like, you know, who cares? Hold on. Vinny disagreed and said baseball not going down the drain. Hockey is lit. So, hockey involves contact, too.
Hey, Vinny, I will agree with you on the hockey because that's like the only thing. Baseball, home-run derby.
It's like what I said on my page yesterday.
Yeah.
The players of today are more talented, but their individual games are not as exciting as some of the players in the past.
Yeah.
So when you watch the All-Star game, you know, you got guys like, you know, they just want to crank up threes and everything. Like, you know, Kawhi, you got flashy, then you got effective. Like, Kawhi Leonard, ain't nothing flashy about Kawhi Leonard. He just effective. Nope. You see what I'm saying? And you got – but these guys are way more talented. But when you look at the individual games, like when you go back and you look at the 2001 All-Star game, And you look at those guys individually, they were special. Like, they had a special skill set that made you, like, get excited to watch them play. Like, Vince Carter, like, Allen Iverson, even down to the passing ability of a Jason Kidd. You know what I mean? Those guys are special in comparison to what we're watching right now.
Benny said, this Collin shit is ridiculous. Right. It's for the people who don't see the live stream. They're going to be listening to this on a podcast platforms. Lowe said, hockey has changed their all-star game to make it more appealing. My man Darian D Money says, "Say look like he ready to podcast." Zara, what's good, man?
Just getting up, bro.
Damn. But you stayed up watching the rest of the that shooting exhibition last night?
Nah, is the all-star game tonight?
Hey, yo, shut your bum ass up. You know, good day where you watching
festivals. So you logged in, you don't even know.
Bro, I know it's Monday. You know I had all that stuff.
Oh, that's right. He had you had the
bro. I had that barber beauty expo last night.
Oh, facts.
The radio station was there. They let the dog out the cage, bro. I had to do my thing, man. And I had a gig, you know, the day before. So I'm just catching up. I'm tired, bro. So
I want to ask y'all this, man, because I think Vinny talked about this earlier. Salute to my dog Vinny on Twitter, who be upsetting the world. As far as the All-Star game, we're not asking them to play like it's a real game. But Stephen A. Smith made a great point, you know, on our first take. These dudes play harder than the pickup runs with Rico and the pickup runs in New York than they did in this All-Star game yesterday. Like, what's the difference? Why not play that way? Because we're not asking you to go balls to the wall, try and chase down blocks, things like that. But at least D up, have an ISO type, but you know, commitment they used to ISO. Remember Kyrie Irving that time in the rookie challenge was just dicing somebody up.
Can I say something real quick? Come on.
Yeah, go ahead, bro. You just not gonna answer that goddamn question.
I'm gonna give Beam Beam gave me an alley-oop, man. I was gonna continue what Beam was saying on another
Hold on, dog. What the fuck? So you just gonna ignore my question and go back to what you
was your question, bro? My bad.
What the fuck is going on here?
Sid got me distracted with the damn podcast setup.
Sid is serious right now. You come in here sleeping your eyes. Probably ain't brush your teeth. Your breath look like a stink right now. All right,
bro. Here goes some wake up for you.
I mean, well, you know, when you play pickup games, nobody want to go through the side. You see what I'm saying? Like, don't nobody want to lose. So it's the pickup games are kind of like your natural instincts kick in. Like, man, I ain't trying to lose and go to the side. You know what I mean?
So they did not cut you off. Mm-hmm. It's the Floyd Mayweather. I'm gonna rob you without a ski mask.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what they doing with the All-Star
game. I mean, with the All-Star game, like ain't no pressure on them to win that game or nothing like that, you know. Now, what I think needs to happen, if the main players, if like a LeBron James would go to the guy like, all right, man, we need to pick it up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like when you have a strong voice on the sideline saying we need to do this. Then they might do it like with Jordan. Like, I hate to use Jordan because I know the LeBron fans have come out with the pitchforks.
Hell yeah. But
like, at some point in time in the All-Star game, Jordan used to turn to the rest of the team. So, all right, man, there's money on the line. We need to go ahead and get this win. So, you know, it's going to take somebody from within to say, yo, we need to pick it up, man. Like, I would wait for one of the guys to get bored at least or whatever. Like, man, you know, let's do something, man.
So, since you already went there, Like Zara was trying to say, and Zara, I'm gonna let you get that point out, man. I'm just being petty. LeBron's fault that we here, the generational leader? Because you just said a generational leader of Jordan. We had a generational leader in Magic and Bird and them. They didn't allow this shit. And I ain't, hey, LeBron fans.
Yeah.
The link is in the description. The link is in the Twitter tweet. LeBron. Like Stephen A. say, he made some good points today. Finally, man. Finally. Thank you, Stephen A. You finally was really talking. Yeah. LeBron has opened up the floodgates for the top stars and not being a dunk contest. We left with two light-skinned dudes who gave us one of the best dunk contests we ever seen, but they were Al B. Shorten out there. And you know what I'm saying?
I would say that was the best.
Yeah. I'm on the fence about blaming him for the dunk contest. I'm on the fence.
Why he not in the dunk contest, though? Like, because, for the simple fact, if you look at even before LeBron, but like with Dr. J, like if you look at the lineage of the All-Star game as it began to grow legs, the top guys, like all NBA caliber guy, was in them contests. Like,
I think he got it in them.
But see, also, if you think about those contests, the guys who was in it were also some of the better players. And those better players are also the more athletic guys. Now, in today's NBA, the guys who are really athletic aren't necessarily the best players. So I'm kind of not mad at LeBron James for not being in it, because he's not really that kind of dunker to be in a dunk contest.
So you say he's not creative enough. He throw that bitch off the back wall, all the way off the back.
I mean, but you got guys in 9th and 10th grade doing that now.
But
so, like, that ain't that dunk right there ain't really nothing special.
Beam, all the marquee players participated in
this. Right, he's a marquee player, but at the same time, I'm not going to knock him for knowing who he is in that aspect as well. Therefore, all right. So, and I hate to do this right here, Hawk, you know what I'm saying, on some 757 stuff.
Yeah, go ahead.
But we saw Allen Iverson getting the three-point contest.
Yep.
So, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes you got to know who you are when it comes to these kind of things. Do you got shooters or you got scores? Allen Iverson was the scorer who got in the three-point contest.
That's still a great look, though, man.
Shit, man.
I mean, we want to see the stars do stuff. We want to see what the stars really can do. And I understand that. But at the same time, if LeBron James only got two dunks in his bag,
come on, man. Dwight Howard did it.
I'm just saying.
When the evolution of your competition is evolving,
I get it.
You looking around like, all right, man, I can't do nothing with that dude right
now. Hear what I'm saying, though, bro. Dwight was still doing it.
But who was he doing it against? Nate Robinson.
But what I'm saying is this, bro. Like, Bron opened up the floodgates and he know, because now you looking at the top dog and you like, well, shit, he ain't doing it because, you know, Vince did it, Kobe did it, Tracy McGrady did it. Like, all these guys, when they were young, they did it. You feel what I'm saying? You got this young feed. Like, LeBron, come on, man. Dominique Wilkins would have been a judge. And you know he loved power dunks. You see the shit he gave Jalen yesterday? This motherfucker was D-Brown after he landed.
But the creativity is lost. Like, if you go back, look at LeBron in the dunk contest in McDonald's All-American. Like, he was doing some of the most basic dunks you can do.
But he jumped high, though, right?
That was 2003. That was 2003, though. That's unfair.
Yeah. But at the same time, that's not who he is. Like, he's not a flashy type dunker. You know what I'm saying? Like, he don't have no Vince Carter in him. He don't have no Tracy McGrady in him. That kind of guy.
What does Dwight have? Pause. Whoa. Mm.
With Dwight Howard, like, what made him do it was the simple fact that he wanted to be a part of it. Like, you know, you got big guys who always – it's always one big guy who want to try to dunk contest because they never win. Big guys never win a dunk contest.
He giving LeBron a pass,
Kenny
man.
Kenny Skywalker did.
There's, I mean, but was he a center, though?
He was a big. No, I'm with you. Big guys look funny doing it, but he
look funny doing it. They look funny doing it.
So check this out. Tommy Riemann, my man Reese, said, "Hate to say it, if Bron does a dunk contest and loses, it's big news. Now, is he hurting the bag? And is he right? Bron ain't the most. He is right. Bron is not the flashiest dunk. I would say Mike lost to Dominique his first time.
Yeah, but at the same time." When it comes to LeBron James, we want to see him do it because he's athletic. He can jump high in there. We want to see what he really can do.
He would have all Bron got to do is be like,
but at the same time, though, you gotta have more than two dunks in your bag, though, to win it.
No, you don't.
But how do we know he only has two dunks?
You know what I'm saying? Yes. I mean,
LeBron got more dunks, but it's like you're saying, it's played out, bro.
When you got smaller guys out there jumping over Shaq and jumping over Taco Fall and all those guys and everything, you know, and they going between the legs and everything, like, I mean, it ain't no disrespect to Bron, but I mean, he looked at them dudes like, yo, they got it. We want to see the bigger guys do it because of their names. But like right now, for me, I don't want to see LeBron do the dunk contest. I want to see Ja Morant do it. I want to see Zion do it. I want to see the guys who really athletic, who like take dunking seriously. I want to see them do it.
Hold on, Bean. Let's stop right here, because I think you make a great point. We're not saying the LeBron of today needs to do the dunks.
LeBron of yesterday.
Hold on. But when LeBron was young, all the dunks we know of didn't exist. See, that's the thing. We're pulling from all the dunks we've seen over the years and act like they were here when LeBron was a rookie or a second year. They didn't exist.
Let's look at some of the guys who won it during his prime.
Just like what you said with Zion and Ja. Zion to do a windmill left or right. He'll do a 360. Bron could do a 360. Bron could do a windmill. Man, Bron does this. Like, if this the rim, he looking down. You mean to tell me he can't do no 360?
Yeah, I mean, but he might. He could do it, but it might not have the same kind of style as some of the other
guys. Man,
it's LeBron.
You gotta have that aspect in it too.
Man, Michael Jordan did kiss the rim like three times in a dunk contest and got away with it.
I mean, but like, he had to worry about the bottom of Dominique.
What dunk did Dominique do that wasn't a windmill?
But you know what I'm saying? Like, if LeBron was to do a dunk, he should have did it the years when Dwight Howard and Nate were doing it. Those were his opportunities to win it.
I looked it up. So during the LeBron's early era, Jason Richardson, who won it back to back, won it in 03, 04, Fred Jones, 05, Josh Smith, 06, Nate Robinson, 07, Gerald Green, 08, Dwight Robinson, 09, Nate Robinson, Dwight Howard, Nate Robinson, 2010, Nate Robinson, 2011, Blake Griffin, 2012, Jeremy Evans, 2013, Terrence Ross, 2014, John Wall, 2015 and 16, Zach LaVine. So early on, to Hawk's point, LeBron would have been okay minus Jason Richardson, because in 03, 04, 05, Josh Smith ain't no elite dunker. Yeah. Josh Smith was powerful.
Terrence Ross did a few things in the dunk contest.
It was going between the legs, and I feel like Bron could do it between the legs. I feel like he could do the East Bay.
Y'all
say he take care of his body, right?
Yeah.
So why can't he go between the legs?
He definitely could East Bay back in the day. I don't know about now.
That's been such a basic dunk for a while now.
The 360 played out. All that shit played out, bro.
So I want to say this for the record, because Lowe's brought up something. I don't want folks who just joining in to think that I'm trying to tell LeBron his 20th All-Star in his 20th season that he got to carry the game on a torch. I'm just saying he had an unknowing trickle in the fact of when he said, I'm a big name and I'm not going to do the dunk contest yet. Yeah. I'm known for dunking. I'm known for my signature dunk, and I ain't getting a dunk contest. Every time we turn around, Bron dunking on something about it, full speed, boo-boos, boo-boos, boo-boos. Like, do the shit. Yeah. When all the celebrities, like, LeBron could jump from the goddamn free throw line and do his in-game dunk and would have got some 50s from damn.
You know what I'm saying? You got guys who in-game dunkers, you got guys who need to be in dunk contest.
But them in-game dunkers were a part of the dunk contest.
See, LeBron didn't want to do it because he didn't want to look like Jay LeBron.
Man.
You say? The greatest ability is availability?
Dunk contest.
Yeah.
Maybe LeBron doing it on purpose. Like, I'm a little bit at him, and that's all they're going to get. And we clamoring for it.
No, shut up.
I'm just saying the greatest ability is availability. He's not making himself available.
What does that mean? Let me tell you something that pisses me off.
That's what I'm saying.
Let me tell you something that not pisses me off, because I'm not pissed off, or irritates me. We see LeBron posting all this shit from practice, throwing it off the back of the damn wall behind the damn glass, doing the shit for free.
Yep.
That's what irritates me. Just like we talked about the All-Star game. And
but you want more, don't you?
It ain't about that. You trying to give him like an out. That's Coughlin.
Oh,
shout out to Vinny. Like what Los just said, you know, that's the all season. They doing this shit for free. You mean it? Like, that's what I get irritated, bro. It's like, you really out here playing your pickup game harder than you are a game that's in front of millions. Think about that. I ain't asking you to go out there and be Avery Bradley on defense. But
my thing is, we're seeing Bron's son doing the same dunk, though.
Come on, Bean. Goddamn, Bean. I never thought it'd be you, Bean. Come on, Bean.
I'm just saying, like, I don't look at him as a dunk contest type of guy.
Let me find out somebody that hit you up and want to collaborate.
Nah, you know me. I'm a realist. Like, I don't look at him as a dunk contest kind of guy, man. You know what I mean? At the same time, like when the Vince Carter came along, I'm like, yo, I want to see him do the dunk contest. Cause he was doing stuff in the game that like you doing the dunk contest.
Who was the biggest? But to your point, wasn't LeBron? Wasn't there anticipation for him given the history of the NBA when players of his stature did do the dunk contest that could dunk? Because to Ma's point, he was known for it. Now, so like Kobe Bryant, Tracy McGrady, and all those guys when they came in the league because of their dunk, like their skill set, it was expected. There was a buzz whether or not – I remember distinctly there was a buzz whether or not he was going to enter it. The same way with Zion and Ja. Let me finish my point, and I'm gonna end it with a question. I get what you're saying about anticipation with Vince. We already covered Dwight Howard, but what about Josh Smith? Was Josh Smith and Fred Jones, were those guys known as dunkers?
Josh Smith, yeah. That's all he wanted to do.
Josh was.
But see, the thing about all those guys you named outside of LeBron, they have a history of doing dunk contests long before they got to the NBA.
Hold on, Beam. Now you confuse me because LeBron got a history too. His ass in the McDonald's.
In McDonald's, but at the same time, like you seen Kobe and all those guys, they did other dunk contests outside of McDonald's.
Right. Well, I don't know about that. I don't remember that.
Yeah. You can go pull it up. They did other dunk contests outside of McDonald's.
What's Spud with?
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
They say plants like music. Yeah, no, like really, they respond to the vibrations of it, which means that this playlist you're listening to, the plants are too. You know what else plants like? Organic soil from Miracle-Gro. It's made with all the best stuff like wood fiber and compost. Plus, it's OMRI certified organic, which officially means it's made with superior ingredients. And when you give your plants the stuff that makes them happy, they won't judge you on your iffy playlist.
Hear that, plants?
So go ahead and give them Miracle-Gro.
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with security shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
In the game, no Spud Webb, just known to being short, and the fact that he entered had everybody enamored.
But see, that's the other part about the dunk contest. The small guys, like, people love to see the small guys. You know?
Go ahead, Sid.
LeBron wasn't known for dunking. He was known for passing.
LeBron was known for being an athlete.
No, he was known for passing.
He's an athlete,
man. Hey, yo, he petty as shit with that right there.
Remember, he passed first.
My man Rima said, Bron came into the league bigger than any of them names. It was a business decision. I think we give LeBron the out, man. He also said, who is the biggest star at their peak to do the dunk contest? So all the guys we listed, everybody was young. Everybody did it in their first like 4 or 5 years, like the first at least 5 years. By the fifth year, they didn't do it. I don't think none of the names, like the big names, you know what I'm saying? Like the Kobe's, the Vince Carter's, Tracy, Mike, Dominique, man. Those guys.
Where the dunk contest went down was we started seeing a lot of the no-name guys that we don't identify with. We started seeing more of them doing it. Like, in comparison to the past, like a lot of the guys who entered the dunk contest, we knew who all of them were. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, there was an expectation. You know what I'm saying? We know them guys. We see them dunking the game all the time and stuff because we see them. But, like, some of the names you reeled off that won the dunk contest, we were like, who is that? Who is that? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
We don't.
Now,
even some
Donovan
even some
Mitchell. Donovan Mitchell, known as a dunker, he won it in 2018.
Yeah, but, I mean, he did it. You know what I mean? Like, he wanted to try it. Like, I ain't mad at him for trying it. You know what I'm saying? Like he's had a few highlights and games up, but I don't look at him as a dunker either. Not like that.
Hey, man.
I don't look at him as a dunker like that. But I mean, you know, you always got one dude who wants to try it. Like, I ain't mad at LeBron for identifying with himself. Like, yo, man, like I ain't got enough in my bag to really be doing this.
Hey, yo, Los, you losing me, bro. They play the all-season pickup games competitively because it doesn't potentially compromise their goal. Are you shitting me? Are you shitting me right now?
But also here's another thing about the all-season pickup games. You got a lot of regular guys playing in that pickup game, too, who going to come at them NBA players.
Ain't that worse?
You know what I'm saying? Like that. I mean, of course, when you out there and you're trying to work in your game, whatever, and you got a regular guy coming at you, he going to pull something out of you because he talking trashy and everything. He's trying to prove himself versus you. And eventually, you got to show him who you are.
That right there, thank you, Bean, for throwing me a oop. And this is why I got an issue. You will go balls to the wall, but you would go to your I got to make the team type of effort. Not I make the team, but you going to know who I am. Effort. Like, give me that you know who I am effort versus another pro. Who's not going to potentially undercut you. Not going to take a cheap shot on you. Who not going to try to, like, I mean, I know Kobe broke his nose that last All-Star game when LeBron was a D-Wade. D-Wade broke his nose. That was like the last time I seen guys get competitive.
I mean, but you're like, in an All-Star game, you playing against guys who's on the same level as you. You know what I'm saying? When you in a pickup game, you looking at dudes who ain't even on your level, who ain't nowhere near the league, and they challenging you, you're like, all right, man.
Who is this guy today, man?
I'm being honest. I'm just being honest, man.
So, Beans, why did I don't know if Hawk, you covered this already. Why did it like that 2001 All-Star game or the 2003 one that went to double or triple overtime with Jordan Iverson? Why did it go from that to what we see now?
Because, you know what I'm saying, like I told Hawk, what I said on Facebook, back then you had more guys who had an exciting one-on-one game. Not today's time, you got more guys who just talented. No, those guys back then, they were competitors. Like, they wanted to prove that I'm the best at my position. Like, I'm better than you. Like, they wanted to win. It was a different mindset. Now, today's NBA is more AAU, like, where everybody's friends. Like, back then, everybody want friends. They wanted to go at you. You know what I mean? Like, it was a competitive nature.
And Vinny just, you know, help make sure people understand. I'm talking about the pickup games between stars, like when Rico Hines runs. It's other NBA guys checking you. And they go at it because we see it on YouTube. They go at it. You know, Devin Booker, y'all double teaming and pick up games now. I just, like Vinny said earlier, shout out to him. We're not asking you to play playoff basketball. We're not asking you to approach it like it's a regular game. But what was done yesterday was a big middle finger and a slap in the face to the consumer. Like, you basically paid thousands of dollars to be in the arena just so you could see guys. Dude, if this was football, it was pat and go. It wasn't even flag football. It was pat and go. Who fault?
I mean,
that's your fault.
When I watched the game yesterday, it was only one person to me who showed he was special, and that was Dame Lillard. And that's why he walked away with the MVP. Like, he put his talent on display.
Oh, that's a great point. And you're right.
He put his talents on display. He showed, like, hey, when you watch the All-Star game, you got to show what makes you special.
And I agree. So didn't he have that same mindset and looking? Did you see how he really went laughing and kicking? He was locking on a 3-point shootout, right?
Right.
So you know what that's saying? What like, I think That was enjoyable to me. That's the first thing I picked up when I saw his face. Right. My son was watching. I said, "Yo, he's not really playing around. He's locked in." And then he was.
He wanted to win.
So that's what a consumers want to see. Like, I don't want you out there killing yourself, but I just
I ain't asking you to kill him. But that Ole shit yesterday, like,
guess what?
If you really wanted to win the MVP, all you got to do is say, "Woo woo, get the ball and just go full speed to the lane," because it's gonna let you get in there and dunk. Just have 50 fucking dunks. Oh. I mean, you know, they shoot from the logo. Like, dog, that to me, like, yes, I'm all about player empowerment, but that shit yesterday, nah.
It's the same thing with Luka. That's the same thing.
But I'm gonna tell you what I love. Halliburton came out of here 5 straight 3.
Yep.
Halliburton came out of here 5 straight 3, and Dame Lillard like, "All right, slow down, youngin," because you know what I'm saying? I know this your city.
You know who did that?
But let me take over.
Oh, you know who did that? Fucking Doc Rivers again. He strikes again. This dude in Indiana. He a hometown dude. He hot as fish grease. You sit his ass on the bench until 3 minutes left in the second quarter.
Hey, you play your guy. He played his guy.
Man, you don't know this. You ain't been there 2 weeks. You don't know him.
But he know Dame Lillard play for him. You play your guy. You play your guy. But I mean, but it's like, you know, In 2001, when you saw Kevin Garnett and all those guys just naturally competitive. You know what I mean? Like, the wrong words can poke the bed and get them jump started. You know, they want to go at it. In today's time, now, those guys out there laughing and joking. They're getting out the way, letting you try to dunk and all this other stuff.
Like,
what makes you special? And I'm looking at Kawhi Leonard. Like, when I see him come out there, just start cranking up threes, I'm like, all right, man. Like, you know, what's going on here? Jokic, he just didn't even look like he was engaged at all.
Nah, that game was too fast for him.
But see, the thing is, like, I look at the Sacramento Kings. You got two players on the Sacramento Kings that got snubbed.
Yep.
And the Sacramento had a better record than the Lakers. So you got Sabonis and you got De'Aaron Fox. Like, they don't make the team. Like, okay, you're putting guys out there because of their name that you know that they're just going to come out there smile and wave. Like, put the guys, you know what I'm saying, get out the way and put those guys on the court that you know that they want to play. They want to be there. Like, I don't even think they really showcased Anthony Edwards like talking about it. Like, no, I feel like he could – He could have did a whole lot more than what he did, but at the same time, because of the mentality of all the veteran players and everything and what they set, he had to fall in line.
Hey, I'm gonna say this. Reiman? The chat, y'all on fire right now. Y'all making some great points.
Tommy Reiman, thank you on that last point.
Yeah, Mr. Reiman, you better blame LeBron for that.
So here's the thing, because I'm gonna be beaming. I'm about to go left, but. This is gonna get y'all right here. This comment that I'm highlighting: when the risk isn't greater than reward, you're going to get a half-ass game. Is this something that boils down to the perception of fans saying rings or you a bum? Because if somebody ain't got a ring, like a Chris Paul ain't got a ring, Tracy McGrady ain't got a, like if you ain't got Carmelo, everybody ain't got a ring, consider a bum. So now you got dudes trying to self-preservation like they Floyd Mayweather, and by any means necessary, they trying to be healthy for the playoffs. Unless you're Chris Paul, that's when you get hurt in the playoffs. So your ass maybe need a low management in the playoffs. Then we get to the finals. Shit, you got hurt in the finals too when you play. Damn, never mind. But you get what I'm saying.
Talking basketball or we talking all sports?
Nah, we talking basketball. Because football, you ain't allowed to sit the fuck down. Ain't number 16 games.
Bring up Dan Marino.
Yeah, they let Dan slide. Don't nobody call Dan a bum. He the exception to the rule as far as people who don't got rings and play football. And running backs, they let you slide when you ain't got no goddamn ring. Receivers, they let you slide when you ain't got no ring.
Dan's an exception.
Don't nobody like call Dan Marino a bum and he ain't got no rings. They be like, no, Dan's the man. My isotona shit.
Because you ain't got no ring, you ain't no bum, bro. If you had a decent career, you was close to getting one, you can't be no bum.
Bizarre. You talk bad about dudes who ain't got rings. So that's
no, cat. I don't. Look, if you a bum on the regular season, if you are right in the regular
James
season,
Harden.
You don't show up when it comes James to playoff Harden. Time, you a bum.
James Harden.
Bum. Straight bum. And the reason I call him a bum is because I don't want to disrespect him like that, but he's a great player. But he's like the Mitch Richmond 2.0 or 3.0.
Mitch Richmond got a ring.
He got a ring when he was old.
It don't matter. No, he got a ring. We can't do that. No, you better stop.
He's a great scorer.
No, you better stop because John Elway got a ring when he was old. Two of them.
But Elway was still you switching the curtains, bro. You switching the curtains on the window. That ain't playing there.
Oh yeah, he definitely got carried. Saddle up, partner.
You know, but I'm just saying, bro. Like, what was his name? The Beard. He will go down as one of the greatest one-on-one scorers of all time. When it comes to team play, you a bum.
Because his team ain't win no ring, right? No matter what he do.
He was even close. Well, he was close, but he was close with the Thunder, I think.
No, with the Rockets. I mean, with the Thunder, he got to the finals. With the Rockets, he kept running. Then you do realize the Rockets, he kept running into the champion known as
Ghost. Bum. You a bum. With the Rockets, you a bum.
Come out. If you lose to the dynasty of your era, you're a bum?
He's a bum. Bro, let me tell you something. All these three-pointers from half court, you breaking people's ankles. If you ain't doing that in prime time to win the game, you's a bum. You do it when it don't count. You dropping 50 in the first round, but you get to the important game, you good for 12. You's a bum. There's a lot of bums in the NBA. It is what it is. Everybody can't be a superstar.
Ain't no bums in the NBA.
Can't be a superstar.
You had them hypnotized on that Kickatan. Was you a bum?
I was a superstar.
Yeah, man. Y'all had Marcel Brown.
I got a question.
Somebody not that good. You said they overhyped. You mean bums like they're terrible or they overhyped?
No. What I mean by this is
like he hate Luka. He think Luka's a bum.
Like, Luka's overhyped. I'm gonna tell you, and I'm probably the mental people. I've never seen a fat, out of shape player.
Ho! You're saying Luka? When you say bum, when I hear bum, I mean they're not good. You're saying he's good, but he's not. He's overhyped.
Yeah, overhyped. Okay. You got tier one, tier two, and tier three.
You think he out of shape because of his body?
We're pushing Luka into tier one. Luka should be tier three or tier two.
So how was Larry Bird's body?
Huh?
How was Larry Bird's body?
Not like Luka's.
Why his back go
out? Let me ask you a question, Bean. Is Luka faster or stronger than most of the guys in the NBA?
He don't have to be.
He's strong. Okay,
check me out now. He played against the Clippers, and they had Kawhi Leonard and PG-13, known as two of the best wing defenders in the league, and had both of them on him, and he still scored 40. Because they couldn't speed him up. So what are you saying?
You can speed him up, bro.
Jokic is the slow guy, please.
Hold on. We want Czar to break down how to defend Luka Doncic from his couch. Go ahead.
Look, first of all, it's totally disrespectful from an athletic standpoint to let this out of shape guy walk the ball up the floor like he's a big point guard and initiate the play. You got to pick him up. You got to be in his hip pocket. You got to make him give the ball up. But they don't get on to it until half court. It's too late then. I'm not saying he's bad, but come on, man. You letting this guy.
And talk like that is the reason why guys like Luka end up playing harder during the offseason. Because guys like Zion Gardner, they start talking junk.
The Red Sea for this guy for 70.
Hey, but they are not part of the Red Sea for him.
Bizarre. You're talking
doing the same thing for Jokic.
It's a total insult, bro. To the brothers on the court.
Hold on, Zara.
This guy's more athletic than you.
Bizarre, you're like a guy. You remind me of a guy. Mm-mm. And I say this with the utmost respect. You remind me of a guy like if we were young, and they were the old head. And they saw that Jerry Rice ran a 4-6, and they can't believe Jerry Rice is beating Deion Sanders and them off the line of scrimmage because he run the 4-6. Because he ain't fast.
Bro, it's not that. Yeah. The skill set, bro, is if you.
Have you ever guarded a foreign player?
You got guys, they teach you not to cross your legs when you play defense. Man. These guys are instead of sliding their feet and getting crossed over.
Have you ever guarded a foreign player before?
Beam, you're the boss, basketball savant, right?
Man, look.
When you play defense, you do not cross your feet. Am I correct?
Man, look. You slide. Let me be you. Let me give you one of my stories, all right?
Well, not me, you a question, though.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, in college, I was a two-time defensive player of the year in college.
Did you cross your feet?
Bro, no, I'm saying.
That is just damn story.
Cross his feet.
For the first time, I had to guard a foreign player. He was 6'6". His body looked like Luka, but he was a hell of a lot stronger than what I gave him credit for. He gave me 16 in the first half. I never had nobody give me 16 in the first half. All because why? I couldn't get his timing. He came off the screens real tight. His jump shot was pure. He just knew how to play. He won't rely on raw athleticism. He knew how to play. And I had to get a man his credit. So, like, of course, like any athlete, when anybody asks me, who's that one guy that you struggle with who gave it to you? It's always going to be him for me.
It's who?
It's always going to be that foreign guy. You know what I'm saying? He's the one that, you know what I mean? Like, he handed it to me, man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
wait, Bean, did you slide your feet, though, or did you cross him?
Did I just not tell you I was a two-time player of the year?
So you slid your feet.
Right, he went out there doing crossovers and all that stuff.
Okay,
like you,
but that's what I'm
see. Thing is, you looking at it from a standpoint like we as the brothers, we are the you know what I'm saying, the top notch, and the other guys can't play.
But that's the standard right there.
Hey, man, Zara, somebody pay you 1-on-1 for your fishing equipment. You down?
Get a better chance of being on Dr. Phil on a Sunday.
You look like Dr. Phil.
It's all right, man. What's up, so, fish?
So basically what you're saying is Luka killing 29 other teams. So
the defensive effort from these guys, and the announcers say it all the time, bro. I'm looking like, what are y'all doing?
For him killing Kawhi Leonard at PG-13, like they just out there just crossing.
Okay, so explain the Joker bringing the ball to the floor.
What you mean explain? He got handled.
7-foot blob.
Hey, I got hold on, Zara, because you always say this, but you don't tie in the other dynamic. Okay. How many 7-footers can play sound perimeter defense?
That's not the point, bro.
Anthony Davis got him out there getting killed.
So if I got a 7-footer that's slower than a mug, I'm going to put someone like Kawhi Leonard on him. Get the ball out of his hand.
All right, check this out. Zara, when you do that, who are you putting the your big man on?
We're not going to have a big man in there, bro. Because, see, the Joker don't play like a big man.
Hey, Zara, respectfully, bro, I got to ask you, we can't continue this.
No, I'm serious, bro.
Here's what I'm saying, Zara. Because I don't want to get into like a pissing match where we just lie. How many Denver Nuggets games do you really watch?
I watched a lot of. Okay, so let me say this. Let's simplify.
His head look like a chicken leg.
Hey, Vic, I ain't trying to be funny. So imagine Vic bringing the ball to the floor in a pickup game. You know everybody looking at Vic.
Hold
like,
on, time out. You can't use Vic.
We gonna take the cookie.
Anybody that walk on their tippy toes is not going to bring the ball on the court, so you can't.
Hey, look, Hulk.
That's a bad.
Hey, look,
tippy toes, bro. He is not bringing the ball.
But what I'm saying—that's what I'm saying, bro. It's like they go, Beam. Real talk, Beam. If you see Vic bringing the ball to the floor, what's the first thing you gonna do?
Vic not bringing the ball.
Man, that's what I'm saying.
Hold on, wait a minute.
These guys,
you made it.
You brought it up in the summer league against Kickertown.
But see, you're making the worst mistake in sports you can make. You sizing up your opponent before the game even starts.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the worst mistake. Especially in basketball, that's the worst mistake you can make in basketball by sizing your opponent up before the game starts.
Answer the question, please. Bean, answer the question. If you seen Vic bringing the ball to the floor,
that's
what
Vic.
Would you do?
Hold on, Zara. You gotta deliver it like this to be fair. To be fair to Vic, is Vic usually bringing the ball up as a big on his team?
Yeah.
All right.
Now, he walked the prowess, hey, bring the ball to the floor.
And he's been known in so Vic.
Hold on.
So Vic is bringing the basketball up for Hampton High. He's averaging damn near a triple double. So that means he's averaging at least 9 assists a game. And he's known to be a playmaker. And he's been a mismatch for bigs because he can dribble the basketball.
Yep.
Right? Now, being with that information, are you putting – first of all, he said, because you ain't getting away with this, he's not going to play a center. He's going to play wing guys against Joker.
Man, Walters just said, get on Vic.
Man, okay, look, from a basketball standpoint, it all depends on Vic's skill set.
Zara, look at this. You ever seen Escalade from And One? Yeah.
Escalade never been the ball before in no serious
what?
Situation.
Yes, he did.
Those games were fixed. Come on, man.
It all depends on Vic's skill set. So, therefore, if that's what he does when he's bringing the ball in the court, then okay, we're going to guard him like we're supposed to. But if he's a guy who don't dribble the basketball at all, then and that means they're in trouble. So, of course, our defense is going to change. It just all depends on how they utilize him, what the skill set is. Like, you just can't look at him and say, oh, he's a big guy and he should be dribbling. Man, like, that's not today's game.
But you're right. But, see, that's called defensive effort. These guys are not even trying to actually pick them up.
All right, man. You hijacked the fuck out of my show
now. I'm sorry, man.
Man, we talking about bro. Choking bring the
you
damn
try to discredit Vic, man. Like, no, I don't work that way, bro.
Hey, no, he can't. Hey, look, I play 3 years for Boo Williams now. Come on now.
He tried to discredit Vic. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, you talking about like Vic was an easy lick or something. Pause.
If I seen
them guys, those guys don't have to be Kyrie Irving. They don't have to be Kyrie Irving.
I seen them play.
Hey, so.
Points that speak against his own life. Then y'all kick the shit out of Kickatan every year, and
never in basketball. No, shut up. Be quiet on that, Rock. We ain't never this bad in basketball. But go ahead.
Y'all compared to them since they was beating y'all like that, right? If that's the case,
what you say,
Dar? Just because y'all
ain't never lost to Hampton.
Hold on, Zar. By your logic, y'all was some damn bums because y'all ain't never win shit.
No.
That's what I'm saying. That's your logic.
I'm not calling Javon Quillen and Brett Harper and Marseille and all them dudes bums. Right. My man Ben and Kier. But by your logic, if you don't win shit, you're a bum.
We always came to play. When the lights came on, we came on.
Y'all lost.
We laying eggs, so cut that out, bro. I see you trying to change the curtains in the room, but ain't gonna work. All right, that's a new one. Changing the curtains in the room.
Rob, you came out in 96, right?
95, 96, yeah.
I don't know, we was beating up on each other, man.
Why we doing
that? You gonna sit here telling me you ain't never? You never lost a hand.
In 95, that Tuesday night after Ronald M. The playoffs in football ended that Tuesday night. He had 41-10 against Kickatan.
I said he's still lost. I'm saying he had a good game.
He won. He had 41-10.
He won that game.
Yeah, had the first. Ronald first game of Boston. They came to Kickatan and won.
Even though they had Brett
on the front of the paper dunking. You know what I mean? Like
who won the game?
I was doing this.
You know I don't do all that. I'm a historian with that stuff. Like, I remember because I was that team.
Was you on that team, sir?
Hell yeah.
What year was that?
I would have dropped 50 on him.
That was 95. That was like 94, 95.
Hey, look, I didn't play that year.
Raymond said we definitely lost.
I didn't play that year. So, like I said, I'm undefeated against Hampton. I'm undefeated.
You were sitting beside the cheerleaders.
So let me get this straight.
I did get in the game. I grabbed the rebound, and this is on Baker, my Facebook, man. My hand was almost above the rim.
You was out there running suicide.
Rodney Hall.
You had them Shaquille O'Neal Reebok hypnotized on.
I had the kamikazes on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I knew.
Y'all got them boat Converse now. Them big Converse with the strap in them.
So basically, what you're saying is Abraham was dunking on you every day at practice.
That's a fact.
Let me tell you real quick, and I gotta go after this.
Zara, hold on, man. We gotta talk about Mac before I get out of here because I gotta take my son and get a haircut. Shout out to Mac McClung for winning the dunk contest again. He's from VA. When he was in high school, he broke Allen Iverson's scoring record. So, you know, we're always gonna remember him because we know how much AI mean to us. He jumped over Shaq. That mother sucker could jump. He only like 6 feet.
And I told everybody about him. They were, man, man,
shut up, bro.
You don't ain't know nothing about him, man.
You don't know nothing about the Martin Luther King.
Yeah, shut up. You clapping for that white man.
You know what I'm figuring out about you?
Hawk, you know short
opportunity racist. That's what you are.
What'd he say?
You are equal opportunity racist.
I just said the, I said he can jump.
That's
can
what you are.
Man,
I'm
you
just like
that
out about you.
You got to celebrate a white man. I said, man, you've been hating on Luka.
Now you hating on Max McClung. Where's all the black people hate like normal?
Bro, Max McClung is good.
You were hating on Jokic too?
Yeah.
What are Europeans? You know what I'm saying?
I don't like the European big man point guard. It's so slow and awkward.
Yeah,
you're the one that got selective outrage.
Yep, Luca Bill.
No, that's y'all. I don't do selective outrage.
No, that's you. You got selective
I'm an equal
outrage.
Opportunity.
Yeah, hold on. Vinny admitted that he won. Hey, Vinny got on black Tims right now, black Air Force One Tims.
Guys that play the game like he would have played the game, he not going to like them. If they got the body style he got, if they can't jump like him, can't shoot, can't do any of these things, he hate on them because they made it without the skill set, and he didn't.
But the NBA has made a
you know what,
highway for these guys.
If he go back and look at the bodies in the 80s and the 90s, a lot of them dudes won't cut up either.
Bro, the NBA has made a highway for these guys to skate right on them. What are we doing?
So according to people like yourself, Czar, back in the day, NBA was the cab drivers.
No. For instance, put me in the show, Amon. Let me say it. So John Morant,
put me
right?
In the show.
Big ditchers.
John Morant. You see how he goes up and dunks on people? If the NBA would allow these defenders to go with the same energy and the same effort as the dunker without reviewing it for a personal foul, I guarantee you the game would change.
Nah, we ain't doing
these guys are putting their hands straight up in the air. Go ahead and dunk on me. I want
that's how I know you can't play because you're out there. You just want to tackle. Yeah.
Nah, bro. If I see somebody,
we got 5 minutes left in the show. I just want to say, Czar, if you keep talking, I'm gonna release the ASIC shooting video. So you might want to stop. Okay. I still got the yellow and white ASIC. Don't make me release
the banana boat.
Look,
yeah, the banana boat.
Young guys and you Twitter keyboard warriors, I will bust your ass in ASIC jail.
Ooh.
That's how wrong I am.
When you coming home?
I don't need no.
When you coming home?
Hey, yo. Hey, Czar. Hold on, Czar. Since we're in a new day and age, don't ever say you're raw anymore. Okay.
I am raw. I'm raw, bro. I'm raw like chicken, bro. I'm just raw. He raw with it. They call me Baby Barkley.
Hey, look. Hey, look.
They call me Baby Barkley, bro.
Bring them Aces and your short and them Air One shorts with you.
Hey, yo, you got the baggy below the knee Air One shorts, though.
Bring them Aces and them Air One. Yeah, them right there. Bring them Aces and Air One shorts.
Oh, my God. Them shits was nasty.
Yeah, nasty work.
Walmart,
$7. Nasty work.
Y'all have
you
seen
can't.
Yeah, he's
trash. You still got that wall of fake.
Oh, no, the Czar ain't trash. I'm just like the black Luka.
Shit me.
He the black Luka now. He was just getting old.
Because Amon said.
Shit me.
Hey, look. Shit. Rock.
He Draymond. Draymond without the dribbling ability and the shooting ability. That means he can only go get rebounds and he jumped like Zach Randolph.
Rock, we seen you shoot at the little Rock.
He only 992 points away from 4,000.
Damn.
Hey, Rock, he only 992 points away from scoring his 1,000, yo.
I ain't hooped in a long time, Amon. You don't stand a chance.
Hey, speaking of that, real quick, Amon, before we go.
Yeah.
My man Cedric up there, his brother holds the record for Hampton Roads. The only guy to airball a layup. Bruh, he air.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Spectrum Business knows small business owners have to do it all. Get Spectrum One for Business. Just $49.99 a month for internet, advanced Wi-Fi with security shield, and a free mobile line for a year. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
I bought a layup in a pickup game.
That's a record?
Yeah, bro. Ain't nobody ever air
ball. I feel like that's on your
no,
resume.
Bro, hold on. When you go,
you look like it's on your resume.
Self into yourself, bro. The dude airballed a layup. Say can call his brother right now. He will confirm that.
No, how about you call him?
How you gonna bring Sad Brother into it? We talking about you.
Exactly. I'm just saying, it's 7-5-7. We talking about
Sad Brother ain't got nothing to do with this.
Zara, hold on, Zara. Zara, goddamn it, this is like Twitter space. You think you flick every time your feet to the fire? You always try to throw somebody else under the dam, but Sad Brother ain't do nothing to you. We talking about your basketball skills, you, not Sad Brother. You ain't fucking slick.
Yeah, he think he's sick. Now you want to bring up, oh, shit, nigga, I still got to fuck you up for breaking that nigga ribs.
Nigga. Oh, hey.
What? Hold on,
let me let that marinate before I bring him back.
Broken ribs.
Now, Beam will probably be like, you know, Mortal Kombat when you get to the top, Shao Kahn and shit. Ahmad, I'll flambe you. Said everybody, Vic. It'd be barbecue brothers everywhere. I promise y'all. The only one that probably gets in trouble is the one I'm the 3-time defensive player of the century. You know,
Your jumper worse than Giannis,
huh?
Hey, Benny, your jumper worse than Giannis. I used to like the Dodgers back in the day, though. My dad was a Dodgers.
I'm a Dodgers fan over here.
It's no way you can guard these. And I embarrass.
You don't have no jump shot. Hold on.
You overpowering Rock. Go ahead and finish, bro.
It's no way dude can guard me, bro. I can go where I want, do what I want, and then he probably can't even out jump me, even though I'm old. I probably dunk
back
on
in
him.
Back in 08, that shit would have got ugly for
windmill on his ass.
Stupid. Hey,
since you want to put me backstage, I'm going to say this and I got to go. Can I get the Czar Vision real quick? Rock, this is to you. I seen you shoot the basketball and your jump shot got the accuracy of a pooper scooper. It ain't going in, bro.
Nigga, you use that line in the
Hey, Zara, why we got you on the spotlight, Zara? Why we got you on the spotlight?
What's up?
How did you blend your beard from dark hairs to gray hairs like that? How'd you do it?
Say what?
How'd you blend your beard? Because you got grays everywhere. No, this shit.
It
ain't
natural.
You're using just a man just like me. He's a guy.
Huh?
Cocoa bean number 5.
No, you the one that got that BG in your hair. Wait till the football season.
You got a blue diamond.
You better not do no work.
This just for men. I'm going to go get the box.
Put some water on it like that.
8.99 from food now.
I've never done that before, and I've been thinking about it lately.
Hey, bro, $8.99 from Food Line. Just make
sure. What's that? What's the $8.99?
Just for men.
I don't use that, bro. I think I was
my whole goatee is gray. If I just let it grow out, I'm full gray.
How long are you full gray for real?
Yeah, I'm full gray,
bro. I'm thinking to myself, I said, what does Ahmad use to keep his shit so black? I said,
hey, yo.
He be worried about you too much.
Hey, brother,
about you too much.
How long does it last, though?
About 3 weeks.
Oh, that ain't bad.
Mm-hmm.
3-4 weeks. Is it hard to do?
Like $15?
No, it's easy. It's real easy to do, bro.
That should run you like $15.
$8.99.
I'm gonna go ahead and ride this gray out.
About 3 weeks, I get my money's worth. You feel me?
Ride mine out. Ride mine out.
That gray be looks like during the summer. During the summer, I don't do it because I ain't gotta like be in front of no camera. Then like,
but my if good
I
got brother Jake, how you doing, man?
I'm chilling, man. How's it going in Tampa Bay, man? I'm out here in Indianapolis right now.
Oh, that's what's up. Oh, so you was at that bum ass game when you pay all that
man,
money.
Man, super yes, bummy.
Hey, Chuck, do me a favor, man.
What's up?
Say your war chant.
Come on, man. Why you want to hear that, man?
Hey,
Shay, since you was in the building, I'm glad you up here, bro. How was your experience though being there live for All-Star Weekend?
Trash. Man, it was one of the weakest ones. Like my first question is,
I knew it. My first question is like,
okay, so Draymond's not an All-Star, and he got suspended multiple times this year, but he can participate in like the, you know, some of the side shows. And so why is he a part of All-Star? I didn't understand.
Oh, he was commentating.
Yeah. We didn't even see him in front of a camera. He didn't deserve that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Somebody else could have had that mic. Who the fuck hired Jennifer Hudson for the halftime show?
I think I
didn't
say Hudson. He said Hutton.
I mean, when it comes to Draymond got personality.
He has been on one today, boy.
Hey, look, all I'm saying though is he ain't got jaw-dropping numbers, but when he get a tech, he put on a show. And when you look at today's NBA, how much personality is NBA?
Now we talking about him working. Were you talking about him working? Was he part of something?
That's why he going to broadcast it because he got personality.
Yeah. He's a good broadcaster. Yeah, he's a good broadcaster.
Yeah, he got personality.
Yeah, he's a talker. He's just not a hooper. We got.
Hey, the shit Kenny Smith was saying. Look, Kenny Smith said, "What the hell is wrong with Dominique glasses? He needs some more."
Why y'all don't like guys to take care of each other and not try to hurt each other in the All-Star game and just show off like a talent as far as scoring and dunking and stuff like that? Why are people so upset about that?
Why are people upset about that? I'm upset about it because
we want to see competition a little bit more. That's all.
I just want to see a little bit more competition. I said this before you came in, and Vinny alluded to it.
I want to see marquee players dunk the ball. Pause.
He mean a dunk contest, but the thing is this: if you are more competitive in a Rico Hines run, I got an issue with last night.
Right, that's a fact. That's a good point.
That's my only thing, Rock. I watched YouTube all summer and watched some guys. The games in New York was at Chris Brickley, and then Rico Hines at UCLA. Those runs, those guys are way more competitive than what they showed last night, and I just didn't like that much leeway. Like we understand, like you said, I'm not trying to see you hurt nobody, but at least initially stay in front, and then they get by you. Then it's like, all right, you got by me. You know what I'm saying? But they were just like, soon somebody would dribble and go down the lane, everybody would just move. And they would try to just inbound and throw it down the court real quick. And then you see guys like, all right, go ahead, shoot that. Like Steph got a block one time on a young boy when he grabbed his hand. He really fouled him. But, you know, I guess we just so accustomed to guys turning it up.
I remember when Jordan tried to lock up Magic and Magic still hit the shot. Everybody was like happy as I don't know what when that happened. So, yeah, I get it. I just know. What do you draw the line? Because, see, guys like Giannis don't know no better.
Yeah. Oh, y'all. Giannis was punishing the rim. Pause.
Yeah. So,
like Coach B said, in all honesty, how many guys have we seen really get hurt in the All-Star game? I know Kobe broke his nose.
That shit again, man.
I ain't really seen it.
I ain't seen nobody really get hurt. That's why I didn't understand them trying
big
to.
Big names need to play in the shit. LeBron need to get his black ass in the dunk contest to bring it back.
I was over for that.
LeBron has never been a good dunk contest dunker.
My bad, Rock. He passed.
That's the reason why I believe he's not doing it. Like when LeBron won the dunk contest in the McDonald's dunk contest out of high school, those are not no great dunks.
Back in his day, though, those were good dunks for that time. Now, if he
he missed his time. He definitely missed his time.
He missed, like what Sed was saying, because everybody keep thinking we want 20, well, Sed might, the 20-year-old veteran to still be in it, but we just saying he cheaters. As a fan, you want to see the top guy like be in it. That's it, bro. Like, we get to see Steph. Like, that's just like Steph never been in a three-point contest, which I also compare because you're just shooting. But that's why we enjoy it. We like to see guys who can shoot. Go ahead, Zach. I got to wrap this up in a minute, though.
There's one more person you also need to hold accountable for the damn dunk contest.
Zion. True.
No.
Zion need
John
to be.
Morant.
John Morant. John Morant. Too. And to Vinny's point, you said this earlier.
I can hold him to that. I can hold him to that. He can get up in there.
Here's what I said about that, Vinny. You are right. You know, McDonald's contest is different than the NBA contest. But we saw Saturday, it's a popularity contest because Jaylen Brown dunked over a short little cat, whatever his name is, a little four-foot dude sitting in the chair, and then did the D. Brown fake-ass dab.
No, the D. Brown, it was not existed. That shit was a dab.
He essentially got in because of his name. Like, I don't understand how he got to the finals. I really don't. Like, that shit baffles my mind how he got to the final round.
That shit terrible.
Really. Hopper should have, the boy that played for the Knicks should have got in versus our homie from VA, and he still would have beat Hopper, I think. But hey, that's a crazy last name.
The dunk contest should really be against the bet for the best dunkers in the world. Since you want to bring WNBA women and
stuff,
contest, let these men who actually practice dunks all year, because one thing about dunking, every year you eliminate something. Once you see something amazing, it's not amazing no more. So, and it's harder for the human body to do certain things. So these guys that's actually hooping in the NBA, they're not practicing dunks the way that these guys that dunk in dunk contests all the time do. Like, I remember seeing a guy do a 720 back in the day and stuff like that. Let the air up there. Let these guys be in these dunk contests.
But look, before
don't,
we leave,
don't the females got their own All Star weekend?
Exactly, ain't no NBA players in it. You know what I'm saying? But they all over here. Yeah, they want to come to death row.
So that means they must be bringing a fan over there sometimes.
They doing it because they need the publicity. But and I have no issue with it. I don't want to turn into a man versus woman battle. But when I hear women act like men can't accomplish anything without having women behind them, and then like they don't need men, I'd be like, okay, well, show that then.
Stop. Right.
The NBA literally pays the WNBA salaries.
I was gonna bring that up.
Hey, yo, but with that being said, I think everybody made great points. The All-Star game has evolved. The days of the top guys being in the dunk contest, you probably don't need them. I would like for them to go showcase some of these professional dunkers. Go out there, bring them to center stage if you can. I like that, you know, they allow a G League guy who's known to dunk to come compete. Like, you got to get more creative, get more eyes. If you're going to use YouTube and streamers for your celebrity games, utilize them for your dunk contest, bro.
That part.
So, I mean, you got them everywhere. You know what I'm saying? So you got to get creative, because what we saw yesterday was trash can juice, man. But salute to Vinny. Salute to everybody that was in the chat. My man Los. I see my man, Mr. 54 in the building. Salute to you, Godfriend. Salute to Sed. I like the setup. Rock, I like the setup. We got that Sure mic too. My dog, yeah. Shake, everything healthy. I'm glad you went to All-Star Weekend, man. You know what I'm saying? Right. Hopefully, Shannon, Love Shay Shay ain't mistake you for Mike Epps and thought you grew a beard and some dread and tried to hide.
Bring that comment back up. I ain't finished reading.
Which one? This one?
How can we not, bro? Okay.
And shout out to Taz, because Taz keep throwing this troll comment. No one after LeBron, no megastars. He swearing down we ain't going to have no megastars. Like, Luka can't be a megastar. We're going to have this discussion later, because I think that's a great discussion. Like, who is the next global megastar after LeBron?
If John Morant get his shit together, he would be.
Yeah, and I know you got to go, Hawk, but my whole reason for when I had brought that up was we always knew, like, when it was Magic and Bird, we knew that Jordan was going to be that deal, right? When we knew that Kobe was going to be that deal, we knew that LeBron James was going to be that deal. Like, we in limbo right now. It's like, because, see, to me, if Steph and KD were much younger, then we'll have our answer. But they're not. So it's like, who's going to be that guy? We don't know.
If folks are questioning Luka because he's a foreigner, if you want an American global star, Anthony Edwards is going to be a global star. He's going to be a global star. He got that athletic ability.
He got more three-pointers made than Steph this year?
He got the look, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody looks for a look. Lamar Jackson shows y'all that in the NFL. Like, they look for a look.
Don't Anthony Edwards got more three-points made than Steph this year?
Say it again?
Don't he got more three-point made than Steph Curry this year, Anthony Edwards?
I don't think so. This was like their first 3 years, that thing that I shared, was like their first 3 years in the NBA he had.
Oh, you was the one that shared that? Oh, okay.
Yeah, but not this year. But, you know, like you said, Steph is up in age. But I think so Devin Booker, I know Nike's making the push for him because I got the Book One shoe that came out. A guy that can average 30, got a look, got a game. Anthony Edwards, and we're just going through Americans. Because Wembanyama is not American. Luka's not American. Giannis is not American. Embiid is not an American. But, yeah, we got to have a discussion, man, later, man. I got to dip, man. But we definitely got to have this discussion right here. I think that'll be a dope discussion, man. So, y'all be easy, man. Salute to everybody. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel, the Ball Talk Show Podcast. If you got any podcast platforms, make sure you download the podcast, subscribe, leave a review. Appreciate y'all. Facts Over Stats, my man Rock Podcast. Make sure y'all check them out on Instagram.
Facts Over Feelings.
Facts Over Feelings, my bad. I said Facts and Stats. That's my man AF Show on Twitter. But Facts Over Feelings is their podcast. And then Facts and Stats is my man AF's podcast. So salute, man. Oh, yeah. Jason Tatum is another one. There we go. Jason Tatum.
Yeah, I like him. I like him, Tiger Woo. I like him.
Yeah, I like him. All right, bro. Y'all be easy, man. Peace. Right.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Spectrum Business knows small business owners have to do it all. Get Spectrum One for Business. Just $49.99 a month for internet, advanced Wi-Fi with security shield, and a free mobile line for a year. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Hey friends, want to grow your business faster and stronger? Wondering how to find and keep top talent? It starts with your culture. Insperity, a leading HR provider, can help your business create a culture that drives growth. Download their free ebook, The Future of Business is Culture, at Insperity.com. With the right people, processes, and values in place, your company can realize its full potential. Visit Insperity.com to see how Insperity provides HR that makes a difference.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.